shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Father, forgive them are three words that Christianity jerk out of a dying declaration that Jesus made while hanging on the cross and spins them into the lie that all people are to be forgiving of everyone, no matter what the offense. But this is not Jesus' complete statement. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke 23:34. The part, for they know not what they do, clarifies who is to be forgiven. But this is left out of Judeo-Christianism. Quoting only a part of this verse is how church cacks get everyone to accept all manner of evil in the name of Christ. Sermons are preached proclaiming that people are to be forgiving of everything, no matter how contrary to the law of God. They boldly teach their flock that now is the time for love and tolerance. They have a new God that would never order a murderer to be executed. After all, their mission is to save souls. This perversion is spawned a pacifism whose poison has been injected into all of society. There are more Christians today than ever before, and more evil. No one ever sees the link between the two, because they never realize the sweet-sounding churchy platitudes are deadly doctrines of the devil. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 14:12 and 16:25. Nothing has escaped the effect of this evil elixir. People can spend their whole life in church and never know the true name of God is Yahweh, the true name of Jesus is Yahweshua, and the true name of God's children is Elohim. If one desires this biblical knowledge, then go to the message, Three Holy Names. It is imperative that these names are known, for they will be used here. Contrary to modern churchism, the Bible says we are not to be forgiving and tolerant of other religions, philosophies, and socially perverted ethics and behaviors. But we are to obey the law of God. However, this is not the case for even Christian fundamentalist parrot. Oh, you can hate sin, but not the sinner. This may sound good, but it is completely contrary to what God commands. The doers of evil deeds are to be punished. We're never to embrace them, but are to be separate from them. If you lay with dogs, you get flea bit. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part he hath that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? for ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, and will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith Yahweh, and touch not the unclean thing, them, and I will receive you. 2 Corinthians 6:14-17. All this pertains to people. They do what they do because of what they are. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. Luke 6:43-44. Understand that the fruit of the tree shows clearly what the tree is. And they're saying, you can hate sin, but not the sinner, is completely contrary to all of the principles of the law of Yahweh God. Churches promote their new social gospel of forgiveness and tolerance, will never address the whole statement made by Jesus on the cross in Luke 23:34, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Who are the ones that Jesus is asking to be forgiven? He tells you, they were the ones who were misguided, ignorant, and did not know what was really happening. Today, they would be the white men and women who are being taken into the ditch of destruction by anti-Christ Jew propaganda that is emanating from all the pulpits of Christianity. It is time to grow up and heed the warnings to be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Ephesians 4:14. God will never bless America until America stops its iniquitous, disobedient behavior and honors Yahweh God and his incarnated Son, Jesus, Yahushua Christ. The only hope for today is that Yahweh will have compassion on the blind, ignorant, misdirected multitudes. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew 9:36. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Mark 6:34. It will be through the liberating light shining power of his word that Yahweh's spirit will awaken his Elohim offspring children in the white race. Only this will end the present dark age of confusion, chaos, conflict, and corruption. Today's world is in turmoil because of the violations of God's law. His holy word is constantly being ridiculed and scorned. The very thought of Yahweh God is hateful to the Antichrist Jews, who have made his word so controversial that weak people, politicians, educators, and leaders of society throughout all Western nations have turned and ran from biblical truth for fear of the onslaught from these Christ haters. What was Jesus praying for on the cross when he said in Luke 23:34, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Was he praying for somebody like Judas Iscariot? What did the scripture say? Jesus said to his disciples, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. After these things Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jerusalem, because the Jews sought to kill him. John 6:70-71 and 7:1. Jesus also calls Judas the son of perdition in John 17:12. And this phrase, "the son of perdition," is used only one other time in the Bible, and that is in 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Take time to read the whole second chapter of Thessalonians about the son of perdition and learn what this identifies. What did Judas want? Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went into the chief priest and said unto them, "What will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you?" And they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver, and from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Matthew 26:14-16. And also read Mark 14:10-11. Judas knew what he wanted and where to get it. Luke describes more about Judas's meeting with the Jews to betray Jesus. And the chief priest and scribes sought how they might kill him, Jesus, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priest and captains how he might betray him, Jesus, unto them. And they were glad, coveted to give him money, and he promised, sought opportunity to betray him, Jesus, unto them in the absence of the multitude. Luke 22:2-6. Judas's outcome is stated by Jesus in Matthew 26:24, Mark 14:21, and Luke 22:22. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. The account of the Last Supper says, "And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, and after the sop, Satan entered into him." John 13:2-27. Now, how absurd is it to think that Jesus' dying words would be asking forgiveness for a child of Satan, the son of perdition, a devil who knew full well what he was doing? According to the Bible, not all sins are to be forgiven. Read what is said in 1 John 5:16. There is a sin unto death. The church, trying to ignore this, is acting like they're really confused about what this really means. How plain is it? There is a sin unto death. No, these boys don't want to hear that someone can actually do something so contrary that God would kill them. No, churchism doesn't want you to hear about the ways that lead to destruction. They're not going to talk about God's plan because it is toxic to their social agenda. Not only is there a sin unto death, but also it will never be forgiven. What does the Bible identify it as being? Jesus says in Luke 12:10, "Unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven." And also in Mark 3:29, But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness. Read the next verse where it says what this sin is. Because they said, he hath an unclean spirit. These Jews said that Jesus had an evil demonic spirit. This is calling Jesus Christ a devil. This is blasphemy against Yahweh's spirit. There is still more in Matthew 12:32, which says, but whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Go back to verse 24 to learn that this sin is saying that Jesus Christ has the spirit of the devil. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fella doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. The unforgivable sin is calling the Christ a devil and will not be forgiven now or in the world to come. Does this sound like hate the sin but love the sinner? I think not. Understanding that according to 1 John 5:16, there is a sin unto death. Jesus Christ says anyone who does this thing that there is no forgiveness now or in the world to come. But who does these things? People. Very definite people, a race of people. They will never be forgiven by God. They are not to be tolerated, accepted, or embraced by his children, Elohim, either. Not only did the Jews continue to blaspheme Christ by calling him a devil, but also they tried to kill him on numerous occasions. One such example of this is found in the Gospel of John. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan, mongrel bastard, and hast a devil? Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. John 8:48, 52, and 59. Which would be the greater sin? Saying that the spirit in Christ was demonic, or murdering the very incarnate Word of God made flesh? This attempt on Jesus occurred again in John 10:31, 39, and 33. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand. Now the Jews' plot to destroy, murder, and kill Jesus is revealed in John 11:47-54. Then gathered the chief priest and the Pharisees a council, and said, what do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. The Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. One of them named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. Then from that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death. Jesus, therefore, walk no more openly among the Jews. Who remembers what happened when Pilate tried to release Jesus? It was this same race of lying, murdering Jews that created a tumult, crying out, "His blood be on us and on our children." Matthew 27:25. They have been trying to get out from under their statement from that day till this. They pervert the facts given in the Bible and claim, "Oh no, we're not responsible for any of this. The Romans did it all." Pilate went on to try and get Jesus released by reminding them of the custom at Passover when he would release a prisoner unto them. But these Jews already convinced the people to ask for Barabbas, as stated in Matthew 27:20 and Mark 15:11. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. These Jews well knew what they were doing. They tried to kill Christ on numerous occasions, had hatched a murderous plot, had hired a traitor, had created a bunch of bogus charges, had spread slanderous lies, and incited a riot. They were a devil race according to Jesus. They proved it. He told them, "Ye, Jews, are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, but not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." John 8:44. Being the seed of the serpent, the children of the devil, the spawn of Satan, the Jews acted true to their nature then and now. Nothing has changed. They are still doing the deeds of their father through lies and murder. Their indictment is given in Matthew 23:32-33 and 35. "Fill ye up then the measure of your father, you serpents, you generation of vipers. How can you escape the damnation of hell? That upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Do you think God is forgiving of such a demonic race? Do you think God commands tolerance for such a people, a murderous, bloodthirsty, lying race? I think not. This bunch knowingly did what they did with full premeditation. They convinced the people that they were the ministers of truth, but in reality were the very opposite." Paul exposes their scam in 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." I don't see God's forgiveness there for this group. I don't see God's tolerance there for this group. And yet, Christianism teaches that people are to be forgiven and tolerant of everyone, no matter how evil. You must be good little Christian boys and girls, in accordance with the edicts eulogized by the church clergy. As if this is not vile enough, all Christianism says that Jesus was a Jew. according to his statements, that would make him a devil also. These Jews have passed themselves off as God's chosen people, Israel, and that the white race's father's the devil. These are Jewish fables that turn from the truth. Titus 1:14. The Jews will never cease spinning their web of lies. They know that if anything is said often enough and long enough, that it will begin to be believed. Once believed, it is accepted as true, even though it is gross deception. But their end will be according to their works. There will be no forgiveness or toleration from Yahweh God. There is no hate the sin, beloved the sinner, with him. There is no toleration or forgiveness for this race of devils, these blasphemers, these liars and murderers of Christ. Their end shall be according to their works. 2 Corinthians 11:15. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. Does this sound too harsh? Is this why Christianism proclaims pompous, pious platitudes promoting, "Oh, everybody is fine. God forgives everybody. God loves everybody," when in actuality the scriptures teach the very opposite? Jesus' dying words were not for these perpetuators of evil that full well knew what they were doing. Judas and his Jewish brothers are guilty of Christ's blood. They were not ignorant, misguided people caught up in the emotions of the moment. They blaspheme Christ, the Holy Spirit of God indwelling flesh, through lies and slander. They incited a multitude of deceived people to blindly follow their nefarious scheme. No, God will never forgive Satan, the devil, the serpent, or his children, and Jesus would never pray for such an absurd thing. But he was praying for the ignorant, misguided multitude that was being manipulated by vehement Jew propaganda. The exact same thing is going on today. The ignorant, deceived white race is being herded to the slaughter pen by the deadly, lying, satanic seed of the serpent Jews. Thankfully, no matter how hard they try, their satanic stratagem will not stymie or stop the plan of God. These Jew tares will be gathered, bound in bundles, and burned, stated in Matthew 13:30. After this cleansing, then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew 13:43. This is our birthright, inheritance as the racial Elohim children of God. It is our daily prayer to our Father Yahweh, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, Yahweh. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6:9-10. Now, who was Jesus asking forgiveness for while dying on the cross? There was a small group of men that followed him called disciples who did not understand that he was going to Jerusalem and would be murdered there. An example of this is found in Matthew 16:21-22. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again on the third day. Then Peter took him, began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Also in Mark 8:31-32, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly. Peter took him and began to rebuke him. In John 16:32, he tells his disciples, Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. Remember at the Last Supper what Jesus said unto them in Luke 22:28-34. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on my thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And not only would Peter deny him, but also all the disciples would run away. Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. Matthew 26:31 and Mark 14:27. They wanted the kingdom to be established. They wanted to get into power, and they wanted to exercise that power. They did not want to hear what Jesus was about to do. They did not want to hear about him going to Jerusalem to be killed. No, they did not want to hear what Jesus was telling them, and were caught up in their own delusional, faulty thinking. He told them the truth about the coming events, but they only heard what they wanted to hear. Every one of his disciples did flee and abandon him. How horrid it must have been to have found out that his dying words were, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This statement was a knife plunged deep into their heart, and yet at the same time, it brought the regenerative power of forgiveness, which would heal the mortal wound. Luke gives an account of others who were present at Jesus' crucifixion, and all his acquaintance, and the women that followed him from Galilee, stood afar off, beholding these things. Luke 23:49. There is still more to this account. Remember, there was a thief being crucified who received this same forgiveness, even though his life had been ignorantly misspent. Luke 23:40-43. There were also Romans there who now realized what was going on and who Jesus was. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. Luke 23:47. Who else does it say was present? And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breast and returned. Luke 23:48. At the time of Jesus' crucifixion in Jerusalem, it was the time of the feast of Passover. The city's population makeup was entirely different, for there were Israelites who came there out of every country to celebrate this holiest of all feasts, and confirmation of this is found in the second chapter of Acts. The masses on this Passover day were white Adamic Israelites from all over the world. These were the multitudes caught up in the events of the day and misguided by the Christ-hating serpent seed, lying, murderous Jews. It was just like today. This satanic devil race dominates the world order and is attempting to destroy God's Adamic white Israel race. Control the mind and you control the person. Their lies and deceit misdirect our people's thoughts away from the commandments of God. These Jews take everything we have, turn us into wage slaves, kill us off in wars, mongrelize us, and attempt to destroy us from the face of the earth so they can seize our inheritance. These antichrists have the same plans for us that they carried out on our Christ Messiah. After the Last Supper, while in the Mount of Olives with his disciples, Jesus prays. The whole 17th chapter of John records this prayer. Read this prayer, and Yahweh willing, you will understand some of the fundamental principles of God's plan, which are that Christ will give eternal life to as many as God hath given him, that eternal life was knowing the only true God, Yahweh, and Jesus, Yahweshua, who he sent into the world, that he had finished the work which God gave him to do, that he was with God before the world was, that he manifested God's name, Yahweh, to those who God gave him, that like him, these had been with God before for the beginning of the world. Thine they are, and thine they were, that he is praying for them, and not for the world, that he kept them in God's name, Yahweh, that he was their father before the world was, that he did not lose any except the son of perdition, which was only among them, so the scriptures would be fulfilled, that the world hates these whom God gave Christ, just like it hates him, that they are not of the world, even as he is not of the world, that they are not to be taken out of the world, but that God should keep them from the evil which is in the world, that God might sanctify them through his truth, that his word is truth, that even as God sent Christ into the world, he sent them into the world, that he is not praying for these alone, but also for all which shall believe on him through their word, that they are to be made perfect, that God loved Christ before the foundation of the world, that this is the love which God had for those which he gave Christ, that God, Christ, and they are all one. Christianism does not want anyone to know about the predestinated sovereign plan of God, which is not going to be a happy hour, pie in the sky, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows everywhere. His plan for this world is to subject it to his laws. He's promised to do it. Some of his children, Elohim, are being prepared now for administering that kingdom government of God. The whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, the redemption, the ransoming of our body. Romans 8:22-23. Read all of what Paul says in Romans 8, for there is a warfare going on, and church kikes, not going to mention any of this, their message is accept, choose, come to Jesus Christ. Then you're good to go to that Big Rock Candy Mountain. Here is the Bible balloon buster. No one can accept, choose, come to Jesus Christ. No man cometh to me, Jesus, except the Father which has sent me draw him. No man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. John 6:44-65. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. John 15:16. According to Revelation 13:8-17:8, our name was written in the book of life before the foundation of the world. Before this earthly existence, all Elohim were in the heavens with Yahweh their Father. They are to come into the world. Their destiny is to bring the world into subjection to the law of God. These are the fundamental principles of the plan of God. Jesus said, then they were, they're not of the world even as I am not of the world. He did not pray, Father, get them out of the world. It isn't our destiny to go to heaven, because if it were, then we would have never left it and come into earth. God did not send us here just to take us out of here. We would have simply stayed in heaven. But we came into earth to learn and administer God's divine principle, his ethics, his law, biblical righteousness. The kingdom of God is not going to be a democracy of men. It is not going to be a republic where everybody goes down and votes. He will establish his government in earth with Christ and his perfected brethren, administering that kingdom with a rod of iron, and will break in pieces the nations. Revelation 2:27, 12:5, and 19:15. Jesus Yahweh and his Elohim brethren will administer this kingdom government whether man votes for it or not, whether they want it or not, whether they accept it or not. It will come, and then the whole creation will be delivered from this bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children, Elohim, of God. Romans 8:21. Think about the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15:11-32. He did not come to himself until he was eating the same slop that the hogs were eating and was only able to get whatever they left. But while starving to death in this mud pit, he came to himself, said, "I'm dying here and don't have to live this way." No, you don't have to live this way. You don't have to live in this alien, satanic Jew hog waller. Our Father has the greatest destiny for us, which will never be understood by the minds of men, for they are alienated from the law of God, from the kingdom of God, from the blessings of God. No, they don't want to hear about God's predestination. They don't want to hear about His plan. They don't want to think about Him doing the selecting, the choosing, the making of some vessels for wrath and destruction and some vessels for honor and glory, Romans 9:21-23. Just read in Romans 9:11 where it talks about the election of God. It speaks about Jacob and Esau. Before they were ever born, God said, "Jacob I've loved and Esau I've hated." Romans 9:13. Continue reading in Romans 9:17-18. And it will be stated that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Weep and wail, all Christianism, for God did not try to convert, save Pharaoh, but made Pharaoh oppose him so that he could destroy him and show his sovereignty, his power. And Yahweh did that for a people, his people, his children, Elohim, that had been with him in heaven. He did it for these who entered earth, were known as Israel. No, I'm not talking about the Jews. If you think the Jews are Israel, then go to the short messages, the great deception. Jews ain't Israel, and who is Israel? Don't be deceived any longer, but dare to know the biblical truth about the Jews and Israel. And all the other races are being carried into chaos, but it is not for them to understand. They're not Elohim, do not have that spirit of Yahweh in them, because they are creation and not His children, which were with their Father in heaven, but you were. It is into the white Adamic race that Elohim enter earth. You're not a creation of this world. You were not created. You were formed into the earth through the Adam, Genesis 2:7. Genesis 1 is about the creation of other races. Understand that the King Jimmy boys translated the Hebrew word Elohim into the generic English word God in this chapter. Read verse 26. You'll understand that it is the Elohim that are the us and our. We came here to administer God's kingdom in earth. We were given the right to have dominion, but we abdicated. We didn't know how to exercise that authority that God had given us. No matter how the other races perceive it, no matter what the Christ-taking Jews say about it, it is our destiny to grow up into adults and rule over the whole creation. Now, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? Romans 9:20. God is in complete control of all things. Yahweh God is the father of his Elohim children, who enter earth and dwell in Adamic white racial bodies. They will mature into adult sons to administer his kingdom upon earth. The devil is the father of his satanic children who inhabit Jew bodies, and it is this evil racial family that will endeavor to keep its death grip upon the world. In the temptation of Christ, Satan showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Matthew 4:8-9. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showeth unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil saith unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. Luke 4:5-7. This is proof positive as to who possesses the kingdoms of the world, all the power and the glory of them. Satan is free to give all this to whomsoever he will, but his price is to be worshipped as God. Is it any wonder that Satan's children and his proselytes have all the worldly stuff? Have you ever noticed the constant parade of Jews and their whatnot, non-white servants in every form of media? They have wealth, luxury, and prestige. They're touted as the authorities, experts, and superstars. The Bible says that their end is coming, but it is imperative to understand what is really going on today. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast till the words of God shall be fulfilled. Revelation 17:17. Now remember that Jesus' last words on the cross were for the ignorant multitudes, and not for these plotting, devilish, satanic seed of the serpent Jews who blasphemed him, who murdered him, who incited a mob against him through their baseless accusations, slanders, lies, and an inflammatory rhetoric. Again, his last words was a prayer for his Elohim brethren. Embrace this forgiveness and live in the spirit of power. Cast off the works of darkness and walk in his marvelous light. Freely, fearlessly, and unashamedly proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, Yahweshua Messiah. It is time to claim the promises from Yahweh God the Father. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke 12:32. It is the time to say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Isaiah 35:4. For I, Yahweh thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Isaiah 41:13. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. Isaiah 61. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Revelation 11:15. This is our destiny. All satanic world domination will terminate, and then the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children Elohim of God. Romans 8:21. We Elohim in white Adamic racial bodies are the only deliverance for this 3D earth creation. We are the ones Jesus was praying for on the cross when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Rejoice all Elohim, for we're not forsaken, unforgiven, and confined to the depths of darkest despair. Hallelujah! Our Father is Yahweh, our big brother is Yahweshua, and we are Elohim. This is our identity, which is our salvation, hope, light, and victory. Our Father Yahweh, which art in heaven, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In this we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, foreknew us, chose us, called us, justified us, and predestinated us before the foundation of the world to be conformed into Christ's glorious perfected image.
You have been listening to a message by Pastor Buddy Tucker. If you would like a complete tape or CD of this talk, ask for it by name and send a donation to cover our costs and help with radio time. Thank you.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.